Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has put the emphasis on border security, capping off a week when the immigration issue became a political firestorm that swept through Washington. We get more now from VOA's Jim Malone.
Trump hosted an event with so-called angel families, family members who have lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants.
They don't talk about the death and destruction caused by people that shouldn't be here. People that will continuously get into trouble and do bad things.
Sabine Durden remembered her son, Dominic.
I brought my son. This is what I have left, his ashes.
Earlier on Twitter, the president told Republicans they should stop wasting their time trying to pass an immigration fix in Congress. Republicans struggled this week to pass legislation and will try again next week. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump could be putting a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the U.S. In retaliation for European tariffs on American imports, auto industry experts are saying that such tariffs could impact U.S. and European economies. Ethiopia has removed internet restrictions on websites and TV channels, the latest reform under the country's new prime minister. The unblocked news sites include two prominent pro-opposition sites. Many of the unblocked news sites are run from overseas. And peace talks between South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar ended without an agreement in Addis Ababa. They could meet next week in Khartoum. This is VOA News. A report on human rights from the UN accuses the government of Venezuela of allowing security forces to carry out heinous crimes. The report documents extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July of 2015. UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says between July 2015 and March 2017, security forces killed more than 500 people.
Witness accounts suggest that there was a pattern that took place during these operations. There were raids conducted in poor neighborhoods to arrest so-called criminals without a judicial warrant. Then there was a killing of young men who fit the profile, in some cases in their homes. And finally, the security forces would tamper with the scene so that the killings would appear to have occurred in an exchange of fire.
UN report finds Venezuelan authorities failed to promptly, effectively investigate these and other killings, as well as the excessive use of force in the killings of protesters by security forces. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says a UN report on poverty within the United States was, in her words, ridiculous. The report highlighted economic inequality and claimed policies pursued by the Trump administration would exacerbate the country's wealth gap, further hurting the poor. American comedian Tom Arnold, involved in a new anti-Trump television project, says he and his president's former personal attorney are on the same side. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
There's speculation that President Trump's ex-personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, has come up with secret recordings of his former client. That's after Cohen retweeted a picture of him meeting with Tom Arnold in New York. Arnold is working on a show for Vice Media called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, tracking down rumored recordings of the president, an idea spawned by the Access Hollywood tapes released in 2016, in which the president boasted about grabbing women. Cohen, meanwhile, is under investigation by federal officials in New York. Arnold tweeted that he's teamed up with Cohen to take down Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In news just released, U.S. celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, who killed himself in a French hotel room earlier this month, had no narcotics or alcohol in his body when he died. Bourdain, host of CNN's food and travel-focused Parts Unknown TV series, was 61 years old when he died. Often called brash and opinionated, Bourdain had spoken openly about his use of drugs and addiction to heroin earlier in his life. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.